talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you. Whoa. Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City in Sarah, Oklahoma. Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's hump day. It's the Taylor Ranch day. I got a Taylor Ranch question for you coming up here towards the end of this first segment. First, let's check out some temperatures in our listening area. 62 degrees at Hollis, 57 at Elk City, 68 at Cheyenne, 68 at Arnett, 65 at Alva, Lahoma, you're 65, and slap out, you're 65 out here in the Texas Panhandle. Miami 71, McLean 71, Wellington 62, and Odell is 68 degrees. First things first, guys, Friday, I know a lot of you are taking it serious, but I want everybody to take it serious. Friday is going to be a bad day around Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle and some parts of North Texas and West Texas. It's serious. Matter of fact, I just seen on social media where the Canair CL-415 Super Scoopers have landed at the Clint Sherman Air Force Base there. Two of them. When they're around, things can get serious. Hopefully, we don't have to use them. I was looking back, and you guys remember last year, it was January, February, when the Stonehouse Creek fire happened out here in the Texas Panhandle and parts of Oklahoma. And then the day that comes to mind that reminds me of what Friday's going to be like is three years ago, the Berlin fire was one of the fires that day. And they was kept being warned and warned. Everybody was being warned about that. And that's where it started there at the highway 283 and made its way by Berlin up there onto the Taylor Ranch. So take it serious and prepare. Don't be hanging that gate Friday that needed hung last year. So I enjoyed all the feedback yesterday from all my science teachers and English teachers and grammar scholars and all that. Hey, I'm sorry. I am who I am. If you don't like me, but like the way I pronounce stuff and all that stuff, tough. That's all I got to tell you. I should not have married a teacher. That's all I can tell you. Pretty good stuff. But Brandon Hickey's going to be on here in just a little bit. And we're going to talk about the sales from Friday and Monday. It looked pretty good. I know the world's in chaos right now with all these tariff wars going on. There's got to be more to it than we're seeing. I'm sure there is, but it's happening. But it doesn't look like it's killing the market yet just that bad. But there is some breaking news that our news director here at Paragon Communications has shared with the world on Penny News and on our KCO Facebook page. And this is an ag-related incident, so I'm going to share it with you guys. A man from Ames, Oklahoma, is facing serious charges in Beckham County after allegedly defrauding a cattle buyer in a scheme involving nearly $300,000 worth of livestock. Darren Wayne Suit, 53, has been charged with larceny of domestic animals and fraud by trick or deception, according to an affidavit filed on March 4, 2025. The case stems back from a deal in which Suit allegedly agreed to purchase 184 head of Black Angus bred cattle for $284,000, but failed to deliver the agreed-upon funds. The case began in October of 2024 when a cattle seller in Merritt, Oklahoma entered into an agreement with Suit for the sale of the cattle. The seller and his son were reportedly expecting a payment that never arrived. Text messages obtained during the investigation indicate that Suit repeatedly delayed payment, citing banking issues, a bad check, and even a water leak at his residence as reasons for the holdup. Despite multiple assurances the money was on its way, the seller never received payment. By January of 2025, this year, the seller threatened to file charges, prompting further delays and excuses from Suit. The investigation eventually led authorities to locate Suit at a farm in Ames, where he again promised payment. However, after months of unfulfilled promises, the seller officially pressed charges, leading to Suit's arrest warrant. Suit faces 184 felony counts of larceny of domestic animals and fraudulent financial practices. If convicted, he could face significant fines and prison time. The case remains under investigation in Beckham County. There you have it. Hearing too many stories of stuff like this in the last 4 or 5 years, and I hate it because the majority of farmers and ranchers that wheel and deal in cattle and buy and sell the whole nine yards are really good people, and I just hate this. It just puts a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth on the deal. Okay, let's go ahead and do the Lipscomb Dealerships grain market update real quick, since I got Brandon on here, and you never know how much of the show him and I will take up. Let me update this real quick. There we go. Here we go. May corn, 458, down 12. July, 465, down 11 and 3 quarters. May soybeans, 997, down 14 and a quarter. July, 1012, down 13 and a half. Soybean meal, May, 299.40, down 240. July, 306.40, down 270. And what do we got here? Hard red winter wheat. Soybean oil, skip that. I'm sorry. Soybean oil for May, 41.53, down 40. Wheat is for May, 571, down 3/4. July is 584, down 1. Cotton's in the green today. July, 67.96, up 77. And what do we got here? Oil out of West Texas, April, 67.69, up $1.44. Natural gas down a little bit, still above $4, though, which is good. April, 410, down 35. The NASDAQ and S&P are positive in the green, and Dow's in the red a little bit. Cattle, whole different ball game for now. Live cattle for June, 197.75, down 150. August is 195.60, down 132. Feeder cattle for April, 280.02, down 232. May is 281.25, down 230. And August is 284.87, everything was in the green. If I said down, sorry, I get to reading these numbers and whatever. Lean hogs for April, 86, down, it is down 55. It's a red number. All the live and the feeders were all in the green today. So my bad if I don't have a heart attack on me, don't do that. What else is there going on that I need to, it's not a whole lot going on today. I got a text from a neighbor this morning about 6:30 with a picture of a black cow and one of his feeders down the river, asking me if that was mine. When I went to bed last night, they were all laying there by the house, by the lot and house. When I got up this morning, there was only four there. I thought, they're just down there eating hay piles. Sure enough, they were my cows on the river, but couple of honks and a yell at them, and here they come. So I'm going to do some hot wiring this afternoon, keep them back in there. Always something going on. Just as you think things are getting calm, it's dip. All right, here is the Taylor Ranch question of the day. Multiple choice. You got 1 in 4 chance of getting this right. Last week, your guys' percentages, I'm not going to lie, they sucked. But then I think one person got them out of all of them. And so here we go. What were the average days on feed for fat steers in the United States in 2024? A, 180 to 189. B, 190 to 199. C, 200 to 209. Or D, 210 to 219. Or E, all of the above. No, I'm kidding. A is 180 to 189. B is 190 to 199. C is 200 to 209. D is 210 to 219 days. All of them are day numbers. What was the average days on feed for fat steers in the United States? I couldn't remember which variety I got. I have a six-pack of Taylor Ranch Original. These are the original beef snack sticks. I got them here, and I have them at KW FX 100.1 at Woodward. You guys want to play up there? 580-225-9697. Text me your answer with your name. And see, this Friday, there's a couple of gifts in there that I've been giving away the last couple of weeks that haven't been picked up yet. So this Friday is the deadline. If you haven't picked them up by Friday, we're going to put them back in the prize pool. All right, let's go ahead and take a Taylor Ranch break. We'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Get ready for an upcoming land auction on Thursday, April 10th at 10 a.m. United Country Buford Resources Real Estate and Auction, in partnership with Russ Real Estate and Land Sales, are offering two prime Oklahoma properties at auction. 360 acres in Greer County with exceptional hunting and grazing land, and a 160-acre productive stock farm in Kiowa County. This is premium Oklahoma land you won't want to miss. Location is Western Technology Center in Hobart. For details and terms, visit BufordResources.com or 405-833-9499. That's Thursday, April 10th at 10 a.m.
Save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag tires through May 31st. Firestone Ag tires are 30 to 40% off through May 31. Blair Tire and Feed is helping you get ready for planting season by helping you save money. Here's what you need to know right now. You can save 30 to 40% on Firestone Ag tires at Blair Tire and Feed until the last day of May. Right now, get the tires you need for planting season and save money. For contact information, Google Blair Tire and Feed, or just drive to Blair and get your tires.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February the 28th. 2,052 head were sold, 5 head of steers at 385, brought 415, 4 at 501, brought 354, 8 at 541, brought 362, 13 at 583, brought 309, 9 at 628, brought 309, 22 at 749, brought 256, 10 at 858, brought 260, 16 head of heifers at 387, brought 372, 50, 5 at 489, brought 314, 6 at 529, brought 318, 3 at 600, brought 276, 7 at 661, brought 256, 10 at 704, brought 258, 8 at 769, brought 245, butcher cows were 74 to 154, butcher bulls brought 122 to 193, bred cows were 1100 to 3400, pairs brought 2175 to 3250, Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sell every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-4
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer oriented. They should be part of the community. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference.
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Wellington, Texas, here's your ag weather update. 63, humidity's 31, dew points 32. The winds are out of the southwest at 11 with gusts up to 14. Not too bad. Month-to-date precipitation, check this out, 2.27 inches. 0 minutes of red flag and sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature, 51 degrees. I'm just going to tell you, you guys are not doing very good with my question today. And I don't even know if Brandon can get it right, but I'm going to repeat this question one more time before we get on air with Brandon. This is the Taylor Ranch question of the day. What were the average days on feed for fat steers in the United States in the year 2024? A, 180 to 189. B, 190 to 199. C, 200 to 209. D, 210 to 219. And so far, none of you have got it right. Brandon Hickey. Are you there?
Good afternoon. I'm here.
But you've just been kind of a regular at the golf courses here the last few days.
Yeah, I don't ever get to go play, but I get to go talk and watch.
Well, first, tell me why you were at the Elk City Golf and Country Club yesterday.
The Kiwanis Club invited me to come speak about cattle and beef prices.
Oh, yeah? How interesting was that to them?
There was a couple of them said it was very interesting, so I'll take them at their word and believe that it really was interesting. But I just told them when I started, I said, I'm just going to tell you right now that I don't do public speaking. I'm just a rambler, according to my ag communications daughter from Oklahoma State. So I'm going to ramble for a little bit and then take questions. And that's how it did.
Notice I had a spy there. I got pictures of you.
I did. Yeah. And it's really, really hard to take a really good picture of anybody when they're in the middle of speaking, because both the pictures you sent to me were horrible.
Well, when you're a spy, you don't get the best opportunity. You don't get to stand up and say, smile. You know what I mean? But then, so you talked to him about the pricing and the marketing stuff, and I guess he was positive about it, wasn't he? Hey, by the way, I wonder if you're the first person that ever spoke in the new clubhouse with a cowboy hat on.
You know, I don't know. Surely not. Surely not in this part of the world. I'm pretty sure I saw a guy out there on the course that had a cowboy hat on. So.
Yeah, but he's a regular. You was a guest.
So
anyway, that was good. Put the education to the people, because it's really surprising a lot of people what they don't know about beef prices, what it costs to raise a calf, and I've learned a lot from talking with different people about, because I sell beef to process, or I sell hang weight to people to get processed, and there's a lot that they don't know. They've never done it before, and just because that calf weighs 1,500 pounds don't mean you're getting 1,500 pounds of meat.
right.
And I delivered some beef to Kansas City here about a month ago, and my brother-in-law's sister wanted to buy some beef. And when I called him talking about buying a quarter from me, she said, well, my husband says we want the back quarter. I said, well, that's not the way it works. Well, why doesn't it? I said, because you get a half. This is where I messed up. I said, you get a half of a half. What? Uh-huh. What? Believe me, you're getting, I'm splitting everything evenly. That end up is kind of figuring it out. Education is great. All right, let's start at the sale barn. I'm excited to talk to you about, especially Monday at Western Oklahoma, but let's start at Elk City. How was the sale?
I really good sale. Had some really nice young pears to sell, and they did really did outstanding. A lot of buyers there for the good young pears that we had, and a little bit smaller number on the calves and yearlings than what we have been running. But the market was outstanding on them all the way through. Lots of bidders, lots of buyer participation, and lots of high dollar cattle, you know, from beginning to end. Everything, all the calf market and butcher cow and bull market, feeder market, pretty well would have been called steady. There would have been some instances of it being higher. But then the replacement female market was noticeably higher, you know, and mostly because we had a lot of numbers and a lot of really nice quality.
Right. Well, yeah, because on your sheet you sent me, the pears bringing up to 43.75. What, were they registered or something?
No. They's just first calf heifer pears. Guy done a really good job, had a really good program, and I had them in good shape, had decent sized calves on them, and had some red ones and black ones both, and they did really good.
And yeah, and the bred cows up to 32.50, which is really good, and you know, the slaughter stuff, you know, staying in about what it has been. You think it I know you've been saying it should have come up, and then now we're not that far away from July now. You think they're mm-hmm. are you think they're gonna keep slowly coming up, trending up?
You mean as far as the butcher cows and bulls or everything else? Or
no, the butcher cows and bulls, sorry.
We've kind of seen that. We've kind of topped out in them here just a little bit. That, you know, 2 weeks ago or whatever it was, you know, we had, I think, $1.74 and $1.75 cows for the top at each one of the two barns. And that's going to be our top here for the foreseeable future, I think. We could see crawl back up close to that level. You know, once we get it, if we continue to get moisture and get some good spring grass, you know, we can start seeing that thing creep back up there the early spring or late spring, early summer, maybe get back up close to those levels. But I think we've kind of topped out on that for the time being. They gave that really, really big price there for a couple of weeks, but they was losing quite a bit of money on those cows. At those levels, so you know they definitely pulled back over the next week. But then you know we've kind of lined back out and gonna have stayed steady since then. But we're getting into a time that we're seeing a few more cows with some of these guys pulling them off the wheat that's going to be harvested. So a few more cows coming to town, and that'll limit it a little bit here. But I don't foresee any time right away getting back up in that 170 level where we were there a couple of weeks ago. There's a potential of getting back up there late spring, early summer if the moisture is good and you know we're not in a drought situation. There's sure the potential for it, but that I don't think it'll happen until then. That would be the first possibility I think of it showing up again.
I got you. Well, and even what they were bringing Friday and Monday, they're still good. I mean, it's still great price. I mean,
great price for you.
Well, you know how cattle people are. You know, like, I'm gonna wait till next week. I can get 2 cents more a pound. Okay, yes, you get right after it, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Because I think cattle are a risk in your pasture right now. Just like this morning when all the cows and calves were mine were down on the river, being on the North Fork of the Red River. Lost in your cattle down there, that's a major risk because you never know what's going to happen on the river. So I was like, man, I don't want to call my landlord and tell him the bad news and all this other good stuff. But what do you got coming in this week at Elk City?
I've got 12 really nice black 6-year-old pears coming in this week. I've got two or three nice bunches of calves lined up to come in, probably close to the same head count, expecting kind of close to the same head count as we had last week. I've had one or two that's canceled because of the high wind warning we've got that day. They decided they would wait a week, but we're expecting a nice run of cattle for sure.
Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Yeah, and pray everything goes well this Friday and nothing bad happens. Well, let's drive down the highway to the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. And when you sent me that, I don't remember what time that was, 12:30 or 1:30 or something. I just happened to be awake, and I looked at it, and I knew you didn't want to hear my smart-ass remark right then, so I just thought I'd save it for the show. And, boy, those girls. Woo!
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Holy moly.
Yep. They kind of come back to the forefront, and golly, that man, the 900-pound steers at 270. I mean, wasn't that something?
Oh yeah, I hadn't even got to them yet. I was so excited about the girls because am I wrong with the prices? I'm talking the heavyweights here. I'm not talking the lights. I'm talking the 7 to 9 weights. Is that the just a little bit of a sign of retention?
Yep. We did have some buyers. That'd be 2 weeks in a row now that we had some replacement heifer buyers in the barn, and definitely took some nice heifers home to breed. There's still a lot of really nice heifers that's going to the feedlots, but they sure start to see a little bit of retention. Some of them guys showing up and buying some of those heifers and going ahead and paying that big price, to get some really nice mama cow makers.
Yeah, because what got my attention is, I'm sure this is probably the same seller, is both from Custer City. One was 31 head at 794, and one was 53 head at 801, and both of them brought 250 per 100.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yep.
And let's go back over here to the boys. I mean, you had some 1,022s brought 253. I mean, that wasn't nothing to sneeze about.
And to figure out how many dollars bred that is, you don't even want to really figure that because that'll scare you to death if you've got very many of them standing around in a pasture somewhere at what each one of them things is worth.
Yeah, because we do have housewives that listen to my show, and they're probably going, "Did you hear what Jimmy and Brandon said today? Why are those out there in my pasture? You need to get those SOBs to the sale barn."
Yep. Exactly right.
Yeah, and I hope your daughter's not listening to me today. Hey, by the way, what are you doing now? You're at another golf course. Tell everybody what's happening.
The first golf tournament of the year. I'm following Nate around. He's playing for the Arapaho Butler golf team today. So we're on hole number 10.
Oh, so you're over half done.
Out of it, 18. Yeah. We just finished hole 10.
I didn't know you had a golfer in the family. That's good.
Yep. Golf and trap shooting. I shouldn't say trap shooting anymore. It's shotgun sports because he does more than just the trap. It's the trap, skeet, and sporting clays, all three. So
yep. Yeah, I was gonna correct you even there, even though I don't know I can shoot. I can shoot, but they don't want to watch me shoot. But that was good. So those ones that brought 270 out of Carter, that 897, is that the one that stood out for you on the boy side Monday?
Yep, without a doubt. Good, nice set, home-raised cattle. Had got big despite not having the greatest wheat and come in with some pretty good condition and not very much feel. And the kind of cattle that you're going to take on, and they're gonna probably do 4 or 5 pounds a day, just go right on in the feed yard and start right off the bat, and the conversion was going to be good, and the story was out on them, and they was there was a big nice package of them, almost three loads of them,
two and a half
loads or whatever, of them cattle, there was lots of activity, and them cattle, they went all the way up into Nebraska somewhere to one of them guys that's got lots and lots of corn to feed them. So,
well, that's a good thing. Butcher cows and bulls were about the same over there. Looks like you had a few bred cows coming there. Other than that, it was just really good sales. I mean, even the lightweights, There's some 437s bringing over 333 or right in that area, so everything was good.
Yep, good. The lightweight boys, lightweight girls, everything was really doing well. You know, had quite a few bidders. A little bigger spread over there between the lightweight boys and the lightweight girls than what we'd seen at Elk City, but all in all, still just an outstanding market across the board.
Okay, let's switch our conversation from about a month ago on the south border. Let's head to the north border. Do you think anything that's going on between the Canada and the United States with tariffs, because we import a bunch of cattle from Canada, Australia, and that other place over there in Australia on the same island.
New Zealand.
New Zealand. I wanted to say Iceland, but that was going to be wrong. I knew better. And them are our biggest three areas that we import cattle from. Do you think that's going to affect the market? This is your personal thoughts. Don't hold him against it if it's wrong, or me. But what are you thinking? Have you even had time to digest that yet?
I don't think it's going to change a whole lot. It was one of the things we talked about yesterday in the Kiwanis meeting. I mean, you know, the only real reason we really import any beef, I mean, we could be completely and totally self-sufficient on beef, but the only reason we, you know, really import any is to we've got such a high-quality product, we actually need something to cheapen our product up a little bit, because we
lean trimmings,
safest. Yeah, we have the safest, highest quality product in the whole world, and there'll be people try to argue with you about the safest, but the fact of the matter is, it just is. I mean, even though we don't have complete individual animal ID on every animal like Australia and England and whatnot does, we still have the safest, you know, highest quality product in the world. But because of our regulations and how much we stress safety and food safety and everything, well, because of that, it drives the cost of our product up, because it's a good high quality product and safe, and so they import some to mix a little bit with it and kind of pull that cost down a little bit from them other countries, and I don't really see it changing anything a whole heck of a lot. My personal opinion, that there's going to be some tariffs in place, both directions, but that's going to get the cost of that, the added cost of that is going to get figured in pretty quick. And people want to trade with us. Other countries, they want to trade with us because we're considered the leader and the richest country in the world. So, it's in their best interest to trade with us if at all possible. And they're going to be a certain amount of bow up here because they don't want to have to pay tariffs. But the fact of the matter is that they want to trade with us and they're going to do what it takes to trade with us. And we can't continue to sustain a deficit with every country that we trade with. And that's the issue that we've had for years and years, is it hasn't seemed to bother any of our leaders up to this point, the fact that we have a trading deficit with pretty much every country we trade with. This is going to be, to try to offset that a little bit and get us back in a closer to a neutral trading pattern. And, there's going to be some whining about it.
Fist fights.
Yeah. Well, it won't even be fist fights. It'll just be word fights. I mean, there's going to be some word fights and some whining about it. But I think ultimately, Trump's a deal maker, and he'll make a deal that'll be good for everybody across the board. But it's going to be good for America first, and he'll get a deal made, and there may be some tariffs put in place, but it'll get worked out pretty quick what that's going to add, and everything will get to normal pretty fast, I think.
Yes, it will. Well, thank you very much for that information. Back to the end of the show last week that you brought up something and ran into the Cotton King. Well, I can't tell. I don't have time to tell the whole story on the deal, but I'm just going to tell you I got Jimmy Rhodes on that deal. How's that? And he's been paying for it ever since. And yeah, because I called him on a little drive. I was headed to Cordell. I think I was going to Wheeler Brothers. And I called him when I was looking at all those wind towers south of 152. And I said, man, I see how you can afford to farm cotton. You got all them wind towers. And I left him a message. And he calls me back and he tells me it's some other guy and wind towers. And I said something about it on my show because I was doing one of my traveling stories. Holy moly. It got out of control after that one. When you get
so I take it maybe the name he dropped was not the correct one?
No, it was the correct one, but misinformation to go with that name. And I'm not going to do that one again. But anyhow, you know, when you get a 9:30, 10 o'clock call from your boss at the radio station, it wasn't like, how you doing, Jimmy? it wasn't that kind of call. But so,
Jimmy, we have a problem.
Yeah, we got a problem. So that's what the whole story was about it. And Jimmy Rhodes has been paying for it ever since. And matter of fact, I cordially invited him to come on my show Friday for the whole hour. Subtract his language out of there, his bad language, and talk about anything he wants.
Friday, I'm going to kind of be busy. I'm not going to get to listen to that.
Well,
I guess I can listen to in the archives later, King.
Yeah, you can do that. Well, you know what you should be doing is put a speaker up there on the back side of the deal so it's blaring down on your the cell ring while you're auctioneering. I bet it'd be a good combination.
You're probably right. In all reality, if you're going to get the Cotton King and the Goober King and they're going to talk about anything that comes to mind, probably I ought to just shut the sale down for that hour and all of us sit there and listen to it.
Yeah, and if I know you're doing that and I know all your buyers on that upper row up there, I call it the nosebleed section. I'll talk crap on them. I did run into Cousin Kay at church the other day, and she tried to pull one on me. I was standing there at the back of the church by the back row seats and kind of had my back turned, but I had caught her out of the corner of my eye walking, and she was going, and she seen me. And she was going to walk by me. She had a whatever smile you call that on and wasn't going to say nothing. And I flipped around real quick. So don't you even walk past me. And she said, well, I'm disappointed in you. You didn't show up for lunch the other day. But I understand and all that other good stuff. She was whining. So, but anyway, well, I'm going to let you get back on the golf course. And good luck to your number one son playing golf today, and tell your wife I said hello.
You'll do, Jimmy.
All right, thank you.
Good to visit with
you. Yes, sir, you too. Bye. All right, let's take a – nobody still got the answer right. I'm going to give this – come on, you guys. You got to do better at this. Cotton King's listening today. Okay, here's the Jimmy – the Taylor Ranch – question of the day for a six-pack of beef sticks. What were the average days of feed for fat steers in the United States in 2024? A, 180 to 189. B, 190 to 199. C, 200 to 209. D, 210 to 219. I've had a couple answers in all the above. That's not one of your choices. I was kidding when I said that, Google Cattle Facts, and it'll tell you. Come on, somebody's got to get the. I want to give this six. I'm not going to just give these away. So far, I've got 12, 14, 15 answers. Nobody's right. Let's get it done. Let's take a Taylor Ranch beef and we'll be, a break, not a beef, and we'll be right back.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer. Paul Jones Drug is Elk City's most experienced compounding pharmacy, meaning they can custom make your prescription medications to your doctor's specifications, safely and effectively providing you with exactly what you need. And for your convenience, Paul Jones Drug has a drive-through pickup window as well as curbside service for testing and vaccinations, and offers free local delivery. Just a couple reasons you should choose Paul Jones Drug, 809 North Main Street in Elk City.
I'm Rodney Skinner with Paul Jones Drug, and I promise we provide care you can trust.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City. It's time to gear up for corn planting season. Our Golden Harvest brand corn seed is now available, so call today and get your order in. Don't miss out on the best yields at the lowest possible price. Also, if you're needing bigger amounts of ag chemicals, we can ship it to you straight from the warehouse. And remember, you can't beat our prices. That's SEI Agritech, your partner in productivity. Visit us today on South Randall in Elk City. Follow us on Facebook or give us a call.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 31st at Sweetwater, featuring 20 registered age, Vantage, and 50 yearling bulls. Also 20 registered open heifers, 50 commercial Red Angus first calf heifer pairs, and 60 commercial Red Angus open heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale information, go to McIntyreRedAngus.com. A lot of great cattle are for sale near Sweetwater the last Monday in March. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 31st at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
Get ready for an upcoming land auction on Thursday, April 10th at 10 a.m. United Country Buford Resources Real Estate and Auction, in partnership with Russ Real Estate and Land Sales, are offering two prime Oklahoma properties at auction. 360 acres in Greer County with exceptional hunting and grazing land, and a 160-acre productive stock farm in Kiowa County. This is premium Oklahoma land you won't want to miss. Location is Western Technology Center in Hobart. For details and terms, visit BufordResources.com or 405-833-9499. That's Thursday, April 10th at 10 a.m.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Here's your ag weather update from northwestern Oklahoma. Let's head out into the panhandle to the big old town of Beaver. 65 degrees, dew points 32, humidity's 30. The winds are out of the northwest at 4 miles an hour, 42 one-hundredths of an inch in the last of precipitation in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 49 degrees, sunset at 7:46. 75 and decreasing clouds today with north winds. Tonight, mostly clear, 35. Tomorrow, breezy, 80 degrees, winds west to south, 3 to 24 miles an hour with wind gust up to 30. And so the day is probably the last calmest day we're going to have from what I've seen for the next 9 days. So enjoy today. I just fake sick, leave work, and go fishing or golfing or something right now, because the next 7 to 10 days you're not gonna, it's gonna be normal Oklahoma spring, windier than heck, and that's the way it is. All right, let's see here. I had a little deal here that I wanted to read to you. I got to take another quick break because I had Brandon on today. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will comply with Wednesday's deadline, which is today, issued by a federal board to temporarily reinstate its fired probationary employees. According to the agency statement, the Merit System Protection Board, an agency that hears appeals from federal employees when they are fired or disciplined on March 5th, told the USDA that it must temporarily reinstate nearly 6,000 of those workers who were fired as part of President Donald Trump's cuts to the federal forces. From what I hear, like out in this area right here, like Beckham County, in these counties here, we didn't lose any, I don't think, if I heard correctly. So anyway, this was part of President Donald Trump cuts to federal force. How come when federal people get laid off, they called it fire? When people like from John Deere and other people, when they call them layoffs, why do we have to use the word fired? I mean, I feel for those people, don't get me wrong, but they're just, I guess it's just the way the media writes stuff up to make it sound way worse than worse, and it's worse than when people lose their jobs. I understand. The order required the workers to be reinstated for at least 45 days. By Wednesday, March 12th, the department will place all terminated employees in pay status and provide each with back pay from the date of termination, which is good. I like that. More than half the fired workers were in the Forest Service, according to a USDA agency that manages the national forces and responds to wildfires. And there you have it. All right, let's go ahead and take a Taylor Ranch break. When I come back, we'll finish up the show and go from there. Be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
That life insurance that I have on myself, it's not for me. It's for my wife, that she doesn't have to sell the home. She doesn't have to go worry about how am I going to make this car payment? How am I going to come up with the cost out of pocket to pay this funeral? Because, you know, that's an expensive cost. And it's a cost that you're going to have. If you had a machine in your garage that made money, it was a money-making machine. You went out every day and you flipped the switch on that machine and it generated money to pay your bills. Would you insure that machine? I've never had anybody say no. Sure they would. Well, you are that machine. You flip your switch on every morning when you get up. You flip your switch on when you go to work, but yet we don't insure ourselves. It doesn't make any sense to me. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I'm at the movies, asking people if they'll switch seats with me for $574.
Here, take mine.
So what about $574 if you switch your home insurance to Allstate?
Too much work.
Not if you call them. They handle the switching.
Now that's a plot twist.
Shh. Check Allstate first, and you could save hundreds on quality home insurance today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Based on the national average annual savings for new home insurance customers surveyed in 2023 who switched to Allstate and reported savings. Savings vary.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with, and people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
A bolt breaks on a spring tooth, a harrow, or a chisel. Your work in the field stops. Most people have two choices. Either use baling wire as a temporary fix or drive 15 miles into town. There's a third option that'll get you back to work in only a few minutes. We'll bring a bolt bin to your place, and we'll keep it stocked for you. Camrock Supply. It's on South Main in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. The website is camrocksupply.com. Staying supplied keeps you in the field getting your work done.
You've got a business to run and need vehicles to run it. We get it. Let Lipscomb Dealerships help you, whether your company drives Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, or Ram. We've got the half-ton and heavy-duty trucks you need to get the job done at Lipscomb Dealerships. 6 convenient locations for service across North Texas and Western Oklahoma. Call us today at 800-205-7130. That's 800-205-7130. Or visit LipscombDealerships.com and save more in the country. Lipscomb, good people, great deals since 1979.
Are you looking for a new metal building that's built to last? Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone brings you top-tier craftsmanship and second-to-none quality with attention to detail. From luxury custom barn dominiums to shops or barns and commercial buildings, our buildings don't just look good, they're built to last with all custom weld-up, I-beam, and C-Perlin construction. From design to completion, we do it right. That's Cyclone Metal Buildings by Culverstone.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
And I want to welcome Culverstone as the new sponsor of the show. They've taken on building the Cyclone buildings, whether barn dominiums, barns, you got it. We'll have them on the show sometime and find out what kind of barns they build. Sounds like a good deal. Thanks again, Culverstone, for being a sponsor of Today in Ag. All right, let's check out some weather. Let's check out the Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather forecast for southwestern Oklahoma. Let's go to Eric, home of Roger Miller. You want to? 61 degrees, is that correct? Yep, 61 degrees, 34 is dew point, humidity's 37. 10 mile an hour, or I'm sorry, the wind is out of the southwest at 12 miles an hour. 1.94 inches of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, and that sand over there is 48 degrees. And sunset at 7:43. Where is the, I'll have to check it out. I don't even know where the mezzanine is over there, Sarah, or Eric. I bet it's south of Eric if I was guessing. Mostly cloudy and 77. Going to have to hurry to get there today. 41 tonight and clear tomorrow. Partly sunny and 77 with northwest to south winds 6 to 15 miles an hour. There's your update on that. Anybody know what's going on with the Beaver Stockyards? I was going to go over their sale from yesterday, and it's not uploaded yet. They haven't even had a sale yesterday. I bet they did. I can't get their sale up. Let's check on some things that happened overnight in our big old world of ag. Soybean and grain futures dropped in overnight trading amid uncertainty over tariffs. You guys just get used to that. It's going to be in the news for a while. After President Donald Trump suspended his plan to double levies on steel and aluminum, and Ontario rescinded the 25% tariffs that it had placed on electricity flowing to the U.S. I think it's just a big old game, people. But it's making the major news, and anything the media can report on Trump, they're going to. Trump on Tuesday threatened to double tariffs on shipments of steel and aluminum to 50%, leading the government of Ontario to pull back its threat to impose 25% levies on electricity it sends to several northern states. Why are we buying electricity from another country? Just thought that. Why are we buying it? We got plenty of natural gas over here. Oh, I don't get that. Steel and aluminum imports. Oh, I know there's a couple states in the Northeast that don't allow pipelines in their ground, so I'm sure that's part of it. Steel and aluminum imports into the U.S. will still face a 25% tariff, which went into effect this morning. The European Union said it will impose tariffs on $28 billion worth of U.S. goods starting in April. The ongoing trade war with several trading partners, including Canada, Mexico, and China, the U.S. three largest trading partners, had rolls, commodity, and equity just messed it up. Don't know what's going on with the market. It's not bad. I don't see the markets anything crazy. I know the Dow and the big boys up in New York have lost a lot of money in the last week or 10 days. But the U.S. has threatened to impose large tariffs on Canada and Mexico. Chinese goods imported into the U.S. now face a 20% levy, which doubled last week. Soybeans, we already went over that. Let's see here. USDA left most of its forecast for the U.S. and global ending stocks. Little change in its monthly supply and demand reports released yesterday. pretty much all the same as us talking about yesterday. Here's some weather update from the National Weather Service. Dry weather continues in much of the southern plains, where hard red winter wheat is growing. Red flag warnings have been issued for much of western Kansas, Colorado, eastern half of New Mexico, according to the National Weather Service. Winds in Kansas will be sustained 20 to 30 with wind gusts up to 35. Here's the key, that humidity is only going to be 11%. High wind warnings have been issued for much of the Texas Panhandle. Will blow from 35 to 45 this afternoon. The answer to the Taylor, somebody finally got it. The answer to the Taylor Ranch question of the day was B, 190 to 199. It's south of Eric. Yeah, south of the airport. There we go. Thank you very much. All right, you guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre in Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
A school bus pulling up to a stop. That's what country sounds like.
96.5 KECO, Elk City.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Meeting with Ireland's Prime Minister Micheál Martin at the White House, President Trump says Ireland takes advantage of the United States economically.
Of course they are. I can't, you know, I have great respect for Ireland and what they did, and they should have done just what they did, but the United States shouldn't have let it happen. We had stupid leaders.
The European Union and Canada today, meantime, announced new retaliatory tariffs on American imports. Pakistan's army reports an operation against militants who hijacked a train ends with 33 militants and 21 hostages dead.
Around 450 people were on board the train in Pakistan's Balochistan province when it was seized by separatist militants. Dozens of Baloch Liberation Army fighters blew up a railway track and lobbed rockets at the Jafar Express. After a day-long standoff, we're told all the attackers are dead.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you looking for the perfect hat or boots? Come on down to Circle A Western Wear. Visit our hat bar to style your dream hat or step into our boot room stocked with everything from safety toe to Western classic and casual shoes. And here's something special. Bring your family branding iron and leave your mark on our wall. For 44 years, we've been proud to serve the farmers and ranchers who made us who we are today. Now it's your turn to leave your mark on us. Circle A Western Wear, your home for quality, tradition, and family. Stop by today.
3000 West 3rd Street, Elk City.
My rules are simple.
Today's best country and more of it.
96.5 KECO.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Play me like a fool. Like a fool, saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a